The school run today is particularly difficult. I'm driving a car I dislike immensely. This is a Kia, and it's been lent to me because my own car is in having a second key cut for it, so that I will not run the risk of being keyless. Anyway, welcome this morning to the road outside Mahon Point in Cork. I'm just passing the Omniplex Cinema, a big blue uniformed building, and there's a turn off going to Blackrock, and Ring of Skiddy and stuff like that appears on my horizon. I see Crosshaven, I see Carrigaline, I see Passage Wedged, Douglas and Rogerstone. I have a little girl in the back seat of the car who's playing wildly on my iPad. In fact, it's a bit of a misnomer to call it my iPad at this time of the morning. It's her iPad. So, and this morning she learned how to put in the code, which reactivates it after you have to boot it up. So what am I saying to you this morning on the school run? I hate this car. This is a real pain in the neck. But I guess it just gives me an idea how other people who drive Kia motor cars live. I find it very unpleasant. I find it the controls are in the wrong place as far as I'm concerned. And I feel very vulnerable in it because it does feel like a small little tin box, and if anything banged into me, I feel it would kind of squash me. So we're now joining on to the back of the queue of cars that will stretch from the exit to Ring of Skiddy to the Kinsale roundabout, and this is going to be a crawl. And it's now 8:30, and I would guess that we will get to school about 3 or 4 minutes before time, and that'll be fine. The sky is once again completely overcast. I have the windscreen wipers running at the moment, even though all it is spitting down lightly. In front of me, rising above the stream of low-lying cars, are a couple of lorries. And there's nothing more to be said, really. The weather outside looks as dull as my brain feels this morning. At least I do not start the day with the headache that I began it with yesterday, and that lingered all day long. So, school run. Today is a very big and unusual day in the school run because my daughter has received an invitation to go to a party from a couple of children I do not know at all, and my wife doesn't know either. So we're now entering the world of getting invitations to children's parties from people that we've never spoken to. Now, this used never happen in my childhood. I went to children's parties of people who I knew and people that I didn't know. I never went to their parties. But I suppose, when I think about it, maybe my parents didn't know the parents of the people whose parties I went to. Although, to be honest, I don't think I went to many parties. The only person whose party I can really remember from the early days of my childhood was Bill Whelan's party. Bill Whelan's party was had as part of it films, cinema, real huge reels of films. His father was a film buff, and I remember watching cartoons in Bill Whelan's father's house. And in case Bill Whelan is actually listening to this, I've never forgotten them. They were some of the best parties. Well, maybe they were the best parties of my childhood. So what else can I say? Yes, well, this is just terribly trying, fiddling with the gear stick in a car that I don't like. The problem is that once I've decided I don't like the car, that makes it even worse. I'd be better saying I'm going to love this car because it's the kind of car that millions of people in the world drive, and this is going to give me a real insight into what it's like to be in their world, and I'm going to be able to use that in order to make myself sensitive to the situation that other people are in. It's basically kind of using the car journey as a form of practicing empathy. Empathy being, in my book, the story of life. In other words, life is a journey towards an empathetic position. One rages and rails against other people who do things that you don't... Yes, Grace?
I got 10 two times.
You got 10 twice?
Yeah.
Two times? Twice you got it?
Yeah.
My goodness. In a row?
Yeah.
Oh. Congratulations. Maybe you need a harder game.
10 and 10 in a row.
10 and 10. Fantastic. So, yes, empathy. Yes, the achievement of life. Yeah, you know this experience of somebody does something, somebody says something, somebody, whatever they do, somebody is different from yourself and they do something and you don't like it. So the first natural human reaction is you rail against it. You absolutely get angry and you have negative feelings towards them. Well, life for me is a matter of finding a different way. So when something happens that I dislike, yes, I have all those kind of negative reactions to it. Well, I wouldn't even call them negative, but the positive anger about someone has done something to me, treated me in a way that is, I don't know what. I remember a great one from a holiday in the summer, this summer in Spain, when something happened and I got really, really cross. And it was actually gradually talking to myself into the frame of mind where I could say, look, this episode, this incident was sent to give me an opportunity to practice the skill of being able to rise to the challenge of remaining cool and calm and try to understand what it was that drove the other person to do what they did and where the other person was coming from. And that was really good for me. It was a lot better for me than the developmental experience of being raging. Rage is developmental if you haven't experienced it for a very long time. It's a very good thing to have, but if you have it regularly, it's a distraction from the business of having a more satisfying life. Oh, look, I'm out of control at the moment. I can't remember where this conversation was going because I've now got to the Kinsale roundabout and I'm about to double back on myself and take my daughter to her school. I'm going to say a cheerio from the school run this morning. It's been another one of those mornings. Have a wonderful, wonderful day today yourself. Bye.